E. Bosman narrates the incident to Radio Ghana and cautions motorists to be careful when driving on that stretch of road.
I still recalled around 2 a.m. at my residence that there has been a fatal accident at Konongo Highway. When you are leaving Konongo to Kumasi on the 3-lane, so I quickly organized police and we went there. When we got there, we actually saw that, yes, an articulated truck loaded with charcoal was coming from Kumasi towards Accra. And another articulated Mercedes-Benz Burkina truck, also loaded with a plastic bucket, and some metal, also heading towards Kumasi Way. Then what actually happened was that a truck which was loaded with yams has got damaged and has parked in the middle of the road on the right side. When you are coming from Kumasi, he has taken that lane. So I think when the driver was coming, the charcoal driver was coming, he wanted to veer it and get into the other lane where the Burkina driver was coming. So unfortunately, they were all coming with the toss because articulators, when they are heading towards the hill, they speed from behind so that they can climb the hill easily. And they collided just by where the yam car has got out and has parked, and it collided, and we lost 3 people and 3 people seriously injured and were admitted at the Konongo Odumase Government Hospital at the moment. Mm. They are all males.
Yeah. Were you able to identify the dead?
Unfortunately, no, for now. We have contacted some people who are coming from Techima who said that they know the driver, so they are coming to see if they can identify the driver so that we can go in and give the right report.
And what about the truck that was parked by the roadside? Have you been able to get...
The driver, according to a bystander who saw it, said he's going to Kumasi to look for a mechanic to come and repair the car because the car cannot move. Unfortunately, he should have reported the case to police, but he didn't. And he should also put any road sign to indicate that the car has gotten spoiled on the road. And he left the car and left the mate over there. So at the moment, the mate is with us, but the driver is in Kumasi. We are looking for him, and we've called that he should come and give us a social report. Okay. We've also been able to call the fire service because both drivers were trapped in the car. We have to cut the front before we're able to remove the bodies from the car. And it took about 3 hours to do that. They were trapped. When the car, they collided, and the impact was very huge. So we have to call the fire service, who also came and assisted us. And as I indicated to you, that for now, we are all at the hospital. The dead bodies are at the morgue, and we send the injured one to Konongo Odumase Hospital, as I'm speaking to you.
The injured one, how serious are the injuries?
It's very serious, but they are responding to treatment.
Konongo Divisional Police Commander Superintendent Ohene Bwede.